is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, I-95 Toyota, Jessup Furniture, Cunningham Jewelers, Belinda Thomas Realty, and by Nat's Landing. And now here is your host. Welcome to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's, where we will be each and every week on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for the season. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, I-95 Toyota, Gold Mouse Pharmacy, Cunningham Jewelers, Jessup Furniture, Belinda Thomas Realty, and of course by our host, Nat's Landing. And now joining us, the head coach of the Frederick Academy Knights, Coach Brandon Derrick.
They're still clapping, so we did something right.
Well, we've been working on that for half the season. Coach, so we'll just go ahead and I guess get right into it. 2016, a tough 2016 loss to Bullock Academy. Let's talk a little bit about you guys going into the first half, a really tough defensive battle at the half. We're up 6-0.
Yeah, we missed some opportunities. We got down inside the five and we didn't punch it in. You know, we missed a couple assignments up front. You know, I thought we'd done a good job defensively the whole game. First half, Bullock had 40 yards total offense in the first half. We gave up 20 yards rushing, 20 yards passing. So the defense did a really good job. You know, offensively, we ran it up and down the field. We just didn't score when we got inside the five-yard line. It was kind of weird. You were talking about all the mystery stuff that goes on up in Bullock, you know, up there in Bullock County. But it's one of those things when you start looking at it, it was kind of weird on Friday night. You know, we were running the ball with authority, and then when you get into 5 yard line, we missed some assignments that guys usually don't miss, and we had our situations kind of set up too, where we had an extra man on the edge to block, and we just missed. I think one time one guy just slid down and fell down. So, you know, we went in at half, it was 6-0, and I think the last thing I said on the headset as I was turning them off, I said, that's not being able to punch it in, might come back to bite us, and then, you know, in the end it did, but you know, we got a score down in there, and we got to work on that. And but it's hard to do. You know, you don't have a lot of packages, you don't have a lot of depth, you don't have a lot of kids. You know, we started out running a little wing T at the beginning because we had three running backs we thought that were capable of doing some things, and then Kyle gets hurt, he goes down, and then as the game goes along, we get down inside the five, so start talking like, all right, well, we'll get in the wishbone, and then the guys they line up a little too deep, and we just didn't execute up front, and that's just, I mean, it's the nature of the beast right now. I thought the kids did a good job throughout the night, keeping their composure and playing, and we gave ourselves a chance to win right there at the end, and that's what we talked about all week. You know, when you go in and you got 28 kids, another team's got about 55, so you have to be able to play, and the war of attrition does set in. You know, I know people don't think that much about it, but, you know, as time goes on, you get tired, you're going to make a mistake here and there. And it was just a battle of attrition, and they were able to rotate guys, and some of their guys only played offense, and some of their guys only played defense at times. And it's tough when you got a lot of guys playing both ways, and they're having to play through it. And we're trying to rotate guys, but it was a challenge for us on Friday night.
This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, you mentioned about some missed opportunities. Talk a little bit about those earlier in the football game.
Well, we got down inside there, you know, in the five-yard line. And like when I always say, we got one extra guy. We were motioning and setting it up that we could get a guy. They weren't really sliding their front. And there was a couple times that we had an opportunity to bounce it outside on a toss sweep, and we missed the guy on the block. And then we missed a couple guys in the end zone when we went to throw. And then we ran a counter, and we actually blocked the counter really well. But, you got a freshman tailback, and he was just going to put his shoulders down and get what he could once he made the cut. And instead of doing a little ditsy-do and running for the pylon, it would have probably been a touchdown. But he just put his shoulders down and went north and south. But, again, he's a freshman. So, and he carried it 38 times for 219 yards. So, he played pretty good, you know, to have one bad cut. That's just the way it goes. And, you know, at some point in time, we got to be able to blow him off the ball. But that comes down to, you know, being big and physical up front. And, you know, when you look at Bullock, they got some 280, 250, 260 guys. And my biggest guy's 230, you know, on the front line. And so you're holding down with what you can. And got a lot of guys about 185, 190 up there blocking guys that are 280 pounds. And once you get in a condensed area, it gets a little different down in there. You can't line up toe-to-toe and do some things. And so we tried to stay spread out as much as possible, but we missed a few things here and there, and it cost us in the end.
Pretty back-and-forth game, especially defensively, and then in the fourth quarter, it seemed like the game opened up a little bit for both teams.
Well, I thought we was going to bust it open in the first part of the second half, but the striped shirts had a little something to do with that.
You didn't go to Statesboro and not have good officials, did you?
We went to Statesboro, and they brought a bunch from Augusta down, and they were not good. And I'm not going to blame it on them, but they – I talk to the kids all the time. Last four minutes of the second half sets the tone. And I felt like we seized the moment. We got a field goal right in the last 2 minutes of the half, made it 6-0. We come out in the second half, we return a kickoff back to their up in midfield, actually, and they call holding on us. And if you watch the film, our guy really wasn't holding. He just got tripped, and their guy failed. He fell on top of him. But the guy 40 yards away on Bullock's sideline throws a flag. And then with the next play, we hit it for a 30-yard sprint down the sideline. And they call an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty, which I get it. I know why they did. I was okay with that. But then they mark it off wrong, and then they tell us we only got a 9-yard gain. And I'm like, wait a minute. You moved the chains all the way down here 30 yards and got it set up. Now you're telling me we only got a 9-yard gain. It's second down and 27. And the referee had no idea what was going on. And I was trying to tell him where to mark it off at. And then he throws a flag on me for trying to tell him to – well, I was trying to tell him how to do his job because he wasn't very good at it. And just try
to be helpful.
I don't know what he was doing. And it was disappointing. What gets me, and I know we have a referee shortage and things like that, and they don't want to deal with us pain in the butt coaches, but we're not nearly as pain in the butt if you know the rules. You know, if you just know the rules, we're not a pain in the butt. I mean, we'll be like, oh, okay, good job, but if you know it's an offsetting penalty or if it's an unsportsmanlike penalty, dead ball, and we've already got a first down and you mark it off correctly, that's fine. But it was one of those things going into it that I thought the referees played a big effect right there starting the second half. If we go down and get that momentum and score, even if it's a field goal, we're up 9-0 at that point. Instead, we have to punt, and they go back down and they score and make it 7-6. So it's one of those things that I look back at that was kind of a pivotal point in the game, and the referees don't want to say that, but they did, and they played an effect in it.
On the other side of the break, Coach, a tough ending to the football game. I want to touch on that when we come back, and then we will get into our next football game, which is another huge region contest, so, you know, got to get that one. More to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Your proud home for the Frederica Academy Knights Brandon Derrick Coaches Show this season is Nat's Landing. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Knights head coach breaks down the week in Frederica Academy football. And of course, enjoy the flip-flop friendly atmosphere that has made Nat's Landing famous. 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons, 912-638-7378, and let's go Knights!
Joint problems don't just cause pain. They can also cause you to miss out on the things that matter most. Luckily, there's Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our team of board-certified orthopedic surgeons and physicians perform more than 2,000 joint procedures every year. We'll create a custom plan just for you using the latest treatments and technology, including Mako Robotic Arm Assisted Surgery. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, Accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free same-day delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, so experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Glenn County Athletics. Let's go Knights!
All the best furniture brands at the best prices. Jessup Furniture, Ashley, Liberty, Hooker Furniture, Southern Motion, Coastal Living by Universal. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road, 267-1897. Low prices, quality furniture, friendly staff. Jessup Furniture.
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show. With head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network, I'm Jason Bishop on location from Nat's Landing on St. Simons. This segment brought to you by Nat's Landing, Summit Sports Medicine, Orthopedic Surgery, and by Golden Isles Pharmacy. And if you are not here right now, you are not going to hear what happened in our break, which is all the more reason that you need to come out to Nat's Landing and find out what happens between the break. It gets
weird. The conversations just go all over the place. I'm just going to jump in on that one.
That's fair. Coach, all right, so back to Bullock Academy. We're up late in the football game, and so, as you know, I'm calling another football game down south, and then all of a sudden, my phone just starts blowing up from 20 different people texting me about what happened in Statesboro at the ending of that game. So I'm going to let you talk about it.
First off, I'm cursed when we play at Bullock. It's just the way it is. But, you know, we go up and take the lead 16-13 there with 2 minutes and 3 seconds to go. Just having to look up. And then, you know, we do a good job defensively. We're making plays here and there. We gave them 30 yards. And I pointed that out to the kids at film. We had an offside penalty on the kickoff. So that was 5. And then when we kicked off, we had a late hit that they charged us with for 15 yards. So that's 20. And then they called us for defensive holding. Of course, it only happened when it was on third down and what, 8 or 9. So to ensure that they had another shot. And so that's another 10 yards. So we gave them 30 yards. And then they threw some incompletions. We tackled them in bounds. They got called for holding one time, which was a little shocking. I got choked there. He scrambles around. We miss the blitz on the backside, and it throws it in. It bounces out of our guy's hands and into their guy's hands in the end zone. So it went right through our guy's hands and into the end zone. But it should have never came down to that, and I've said it 1,000 times. If we score inside the 5-yard line, one of those times, then it's 20-20 or it's a totally different game. And if we would have done it early in the half and got 14 points on in the first half, we probably seized the momentum. And probably run away with the game. But, you know, we didn't, and it came down to that, and that's what happens. It's some of those little things that come back and get you.
And a tough loss, because it is a region loss now, and what that means for us is more than likely, unless we can find a way to beat Pinewood beats Bullock, play ourselves into a 3-way tie, more than likely it comes down to get a home playoff game, we're going to have to beat Pinewood.
Yeah, we'll have to win out, and probably in convincing fashion.
Okay.
To be at home.
So to start that, now Bullock jumps to the top of the region with 2 region wins. We're now 0-1, and so we're playing St. Andrews, who actually has a tie this season, and I think they're 1-0 in the region.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of a big game for both teams for us to kind of put ourselves ahead of them, give them a loss, take the tiebreaker from them. And quite honestly, when you look at what has been deemed the Frederica region, you look at Frederica, Bullock, and Pinewood as being contenders. I don't know that St. Andrews gets mentioned in that conversation most places.
Not really. You know, they're building. I think they're more rebuilding right now, and of course they're new to the region this year. So for them, it's going to be a little bit of a challenge. But again, we're going to be a little bit limited this week going into the game. So they're going to come in with probably 22 guys, and we're probably going to dress about 26. So not going to be a huge numbers difference. So we just got to go out and execute, play well, do what we do on defense. I'm going to be down two starters, I think, on defense, maybe three. But, you know, we just got to get ready to go and take care of our business at home. You know, if we can win out, then we put ourselves in a position where we could be second or third in the rankings, and that would put us, you know, playing at home. But, you know, we're going to have to play really, really good this Friday. We're going to have to play extremely good the next Friday and good. We're going to have to play three good games. We're going to have to be very consistent. So, you know, it's one of the things it's very hard to do is have consistency. You know, even with the team that we won the state championship, we lost three games that year. And it was, you know, the lack of consistency at times. But they were consistent the last four or five games when we needed to be and run away with it. It's like they turn on a switch. But in high school, consistency is hard because it's teenage kids. And it only takes one thing to mess up their whole day, and they forget what they're doing. And it's a challenge. So if we're consistent and we can finish out here and go 7-3, we got a chance to be a 2 or 3 seed, I think.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, jumping back to Bullet really quickly, we were having the conversation before the show that, you know, more than likely you're going to cross paths with them again somewhere in the playoffs. And I had a conversation with someone earlier tonight, not in your presence, that the last thing that a team wants to do based upon your track record is beat Frederica and then play them again.
What? You think so?
Valwood, Tift area, John Millage, these are all examples of teams that beat you in the regular season, got a second crack at you in the playoffs, and most of those games weren't close the second time.
Right. And, you know, and I think our guys right now, too, we would love to get that second shot at Bullet. I think our guys would be very excited to do that in the first round if we get a chance. You know, and whoever we got to play, we just got to get ourselves ready to go. But I think our guys would love, they would relish the moment to get to play another game against Bullet this year and have another shot. But we may get our chance to play them and Pinewood if we take care of our business and do what we're supposed to. We may be playing each other twice. So it just depends on where we fall in that bracket and get ourselves set up.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So, Coach, moving forward. Not a fight. So, moving forward. 0-1 in the region. Now, coming back to St. Andrews. It's a weird, it really is. It's a weird-looking schedule with scores and all of that for St. Andrews. They seem like a really, really odd bunch to play. And so what we're going to have to do is jump into that on the other side of the break, because the time says it's time for break. So we'll be right back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards, except no substitute for results. There may be a substitute for many things. In real estate, there is no substitute for those results. That's why you should choose Belinda Thomas Realty. She has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965 or 912-996-5820. Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up, babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2021 Camrys, Corollas. Explore with a brand new RAV4. Get rugged with a brand new Tundra, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes, and oil changes for life. I-95Toyota.com or 866-590-3461. And let's go Knights!
Back to the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop on location at Nats Landing on St. Simon's. This segment is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers, I-95 Toyota, Jessup Furniture, and by Belinda Thomas Realty. Well, Coach, I was talking about before we went to break that, you know, St. Andrews kind of had a weird line when you look through their schedule. They're 2-3-1 on the season, 2 wins, 3 losses, and a tie. So I'm just going to run through this really quickly if you'll allow me to. John Paul, there's a loss to them, nothing to 6. And then at Hilton Head Prep, that's the tie, 14-14. Then they lose to Memorial Day, 0-7. Then they come back and blow out Robert Toombs, 69-0. And then they get shut out by Pinewood, 0-38. They come back the next week, get the region win they've got against Trinity, 3-0. And now, Friday night, they come to us. So what a weird-looking schedule that they have.
When they're winning, they lose, and we're set up to win, if you notice the schedule there. So we're in the track and the system of winning.
Yeah, that's a pattern.
That's a pattern. So, they've played some different schools, and one of the things that Coach Dixon up there is trying to do is he's trying to build a program. They have up-and-down moments, and he got moved up to AAA this year in GISA, so it's his first year. He was AA a couple years ago, and so we used to play each other when we were both AA way back in the day. But so for him, they're trying to get their feet wet, and they played some pretty good teams and some not so good teams. But you know, one thing that they're coached up and they're going to be ready to play. He'll have them ready. A lot of people want to compare the Memorial thing because we beat Memorial 55-0 and they lost to them 7-0. But don't let that, you know, take away from what they can do. They're much better coached, and they've got a lot better since they played Memorial. Actually, if they were to play Memorial right now, I'd say they would probably beat Memorial by 3 or 4 touchdowns.
I was going to say it was something that jumped out to me for sure.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people look at it and go, oh, Lord, they're going to beat them 60 points. Well, I would hope, but I don't think that's going to happen because, one, we got some guys dinged up and beat up. We're going to be a little bit with a limited roster going in on Friday night. And so we got to go out and execute. Don't turn the ball over. Don't give them any opportunities to get excited and make some plays. And, that you know, they're tough on defense, so we're going to have to grind them down a little bit. And I use that, you know, and it sounds like we got like 100 kids. We're going to grind somebody down, but – what we do is we just run the ball and be physical up front as much as possible with our front seven on defense and offense. And I've got receivers over here in the background saying, throw it. And they're over here wanting me to chunk the ball down the field. And we will. We do chunk it at times. But for the most part, we grind you down. And it's a little bit different from what we've done in the past, throwing it and playing hurry up. But, you know, they're a good football team. They're going to come in here and try to execute and get a win and be 2-0. And that would be a big win for them and their program. So we're circled.
And yeah, and you took the words right out of my mouth. To them, it's a huge game because it's an opportunity to put themselves atop the region and be taken seriously as far as a contender in the region. So they're not going to come in and take this lightly. This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So yeah, like you said, probably have you circled. They know that they've got it. They know they've got to beat you. But, you know, if they're going to do anything in the region, they're going to have, like I've said before, you, Bullock, and Pinewood. So their win right now in region is Trinity.
Yeah.
That's not quite the same scale.
Right. And so, you know, a lot of people don't think that way. But for us, we have to think that way. We've become the measuring stick for a lot of schools when they're moving up. Can we compete against the Fredericas now instead of... It used to be us. Can we compete against the Val Woods and the John Millages? Now it's can we compete against the Fredericas and the John Millages and the Val Woods and stuff like that. So we're a measuring stick school right now. So that's one of the things that I don't think that people notice around here, or we've never really thought of it that way, but we are as a coach now. Once you win a state championship, you become one of those schools that people are like, are we getting close? You know, can we play with the Fredericas and stuff? So We have to go and execute.
You know that you have made it when you draw the ire of the Bullock Academy Gators.
Yeah, and it is. And so, but for us, you know, we just got to go out and play well and do what we're supposed to do and, you know, execute on offense. Don't turn the ball over. Defensively, get to the ball and play physical on defense and finish. You know, don't give up any opportunities. And I think so far, you know, our defense hasn't given up a ton of big plays. We've done a pretty good job. You know, we gave up a few plays against Bullock, but we just got to go out and continue to execute. We're in the places we need to be and read our keys. That's the biggest thing we got to do. And, you know, for our kids, it's one of those games we're going to be in front of the home crowd. So maybe we'll go out and play really, really well.
They're averaging 14.3 points a game. They're giving up 10.8. So that, you know, defensively, that looks pretty stellar. Offensive numbers not that great, but, you know, it looks like they're pretty good defensively. Is that what you see on tape? Pretty sound defensive squad. And offensively, what do you think you're going to see out of them?
Defensively, yeah, they're very sound. And they live on defense. They're going to try to stop you and hopefully flip the field position. But, you know, for them offensively, they're going to be a little bit of a pro twins type set, two back every now and then. Sometimes they get in the eye with two backs. Sometimes they split. And then, you know, they'll go center under with one back and get some trip sets. There are a lot of, it looks like zone or base up front blocking. They don't pull a lot of guys. They're not running a lot of counters. They don't do a lot of things. I would say they were a little bit like us, but they're not as much because we do a lot of counters and we pull people through and we kick block a lot and do some things to try to get angles. So they're going to come at us and just kind of run the ball right at us and try to throw it down the field. And hopefully they're going to try to see if they can get our eyes in the backfield and then throw it over the top. So the biggest thing for us is to stay over the top and play defense and keep everything in front of us and make them ground it out 80 yards. Because, like I said a couple weeks ago, it's hard for a team to take the ball and go 80 yards, but not really for us. We did it four times against Bullock. We just forgot to punch in the last five. So I think we got a chance to be really competitive, and I think we can take care of the game this Friday if we go out and execute.
Thanks for joining us for the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Nats Landing on St. Simon's and join us every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock for the Brandon Derrick Show. For Coach Brandon Derrick, Becky Derrick, I'm Jason Bishop, signing off.